If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joining us now. And Seamus, let's start with something nice that Joaquim Noah is doing.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Bob. Noah, former Bulls player, as we all know, center. He was very exciting for many years during the Derrick Rose era. He's really never left Chicago in terms of the help that he does with his charity. He's got a charity called Noah's Ark, and one of the main things they do is violence prevention in Chicago. And he was just in town last week and over the weekend for a big tournament that they held at Wendell Phillips High School. They get about 400 players from around the city, ages 16 to 25, and everyone gets $50 to play in this tournament, so it's an incentive to get out there. And they're really teaching these guys a number of things, obviously about basketball, but also about violence prevention, getting some folks together for conflict resolution, you know, solve a lot of problems just by playing together. But they also do financial literacy as well. So Joakim's really just trying to keep giving back to Chicago. We loved him a lot when he was here, and his One City basketball program teams up with one of the guys that was one of the violence interrupters from the documentary. So lots of good effort he put out there, and he's really serious about this. He's really become like a philanthropist and an activist all over the world, but he really likes to come back to Chicago and help out here too.
That's great. Good for him. Tell us about the bookstore for sale in Wicker Park.
Right, I know. We try to keep tabs on these independent bookstores. This one is Quimby's in Wicker Park. It's been there since 1991, so before Wicker Park really went nuts, and it was when it was still more independent and artsy. A guy named Eric Kersommer has been running this since about 1995. He bought it from the previous owner, but he said, I think it's about time to wrap up. His partner is business. His partner is leaving, and he said, "I don't really picture doing this without her." So he's not closing it. So he's trying to see if someone wants to take over this independent bookstore. They do a lot of books, obviously, but also comics, zines. They do independent publishing. A lot of writers come there with their self-published books, and he sells it for them. So it's really a nice part of the community. So if someone has got an itch to own an independent bookstore in a very cool neighborhood in Wicker Park, look into it. Quimby's Bookstore. He's hoping not to go away forever, but we'll see. It's always a labor of love running places like this, so you need the right person to do it.
Yeah, we love those small independent mom and pop shops, especially the bookstores. On the south side, the question is, can an historic church be saved? Do we know the answer?
The answer is maybe, not very satisfying, but this is the Roseland Church. It's called the Reformation Lutheran Church. Couple things of note. For one, it's been there for 140 years, and it was designed by Solon Beeman, the guy who designed the entire Pullman company town as well. So it's got sort of that Pullman flavor as well. More recently, it was housed Barack Obama's offices when he was a community organizer before he was president. So it's got a little bit of star power there as well. But it had been facing demolition. A judge stepped in a couple weeks ago to put a stop work order on it when she's trying to see if preservationists can get together and try to get landmark status on it. But the problem is the boiler blew up a couple years ago and flooded it, and it's really fallen into disrepair. So the church that owns it is, thinks it's probably safer just to tear it down and remove it. But there's obviously a lot of people interested in saving it, fixing it up, and doing something with it. But 140-year-old church, you can only imagine the kind of work and money that would go into saving it. But yeah. Reformation Lutheran Church, it's at 113th and South Forest in the Roseland neighborhood.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thanks, sir. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob.